Yeah.
Hi. Am I speaking to Holly Faye?
Well, who's calling?
Well, my name is Ronald. I'm calling for Amstel Roofing. I received the form you filled out online for a home remodeling service. Just wanted to know that if it was for a roof replacement.
Yeah.
Okay. We're offering free roofing and consultations in your area, Holly. Let me just go ahead and ask you.
My name is, if you know how to read, you can read my name, which is two words hyphenated.
Holly,
and it
Holly
says Faye. My name, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So why are you calling me Holly?
Oh, my apology, Holly Faye. It's the first time I see a first name as far as hyphenated, not a last name. My apology.
No, there is also Ann Margaret hyphenated.
Okay. Holly Faye, can I ask you some basic questions about the roof?
Names are hyphenated. Well, where is Amstel Roofing located?
In Texas, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, Round Rock. Yeah, we're here for you, Holly Faye. How old is your roof?
Real old.
No, I'm
sorry. It has a lot of damage.
How many years is it?
It's real old. It needs to be replaced.
Okay, do you have an idea? Maybe 15, 20, 30 or so?
Probably 40 years old.
40
when
years
it was
old.
Built in 1978.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this a good callback number as far as, I mean, contact number for us to contact you at area code 8325?
Yes, but I'm going to tell you what. You better call me back on a different number. Just by chance, I answered this number. Because it says on the front of my cell phone, suspected fraud, suspected spam.
You know what, we'll
so
be, thank you for letting us know.
No, I'm telling you because you're missing sales, because people aren't going to answer those calls, okay? Because that's a telemarketer and stuff like that. So if you call me, you better call me back on a different number.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and make
because
sure.
Because I'm not ever going to answer this number ever again. And I'm putting in a app that blocks all calls like yours. Because I went on the internet on Facebook and answered some ads. And they all put a virus on my phone, and I spent a lot of time working customer service, and I thought you were the hospital calling me.
Wow, and thank you for your feedback. Thank you so much for your feedback. That's we'll definitely
you're losing,
to it.
I'm going to tell you what, you're not only losing business, but you're losing money because people will not answer a phone that says that. Right?
Okay. We'll go ahead and fix that.
Well, would you answer a phone call that says suspected fraud, potential fraud, suspected spam? Would you answer that call?
Good question, Holly Faye, and that's very thoughtful. We'll definitely take a look into it. We appreciate your feedback. And now we'll go ahead and fix
what's
that.
Your name? Hey, man, what is your name?
Ronald.
Ronald. Ronald. All right, Ronald, what's your corporation's phone number?
It's the same one that you see on your ID caller. I don't have as far as an own contact number. No, I don't. I don't have my own number or extension. So can I
That's
go ahead and
your main number? The number you called me on now is your main number.
No, that's not our main number.
Well, give me your main number.
Go ahead and write it down.
Of course. I already have my pen in hand. Why do you think I asked you?
Area code 346.
Okay.
636-1455.
One. Hey, okay, are so you going to give me the rest of the number?
Let me go ahead and give you the number, all right? Area code 346-636-1455.
1455.
You got it.
Okay.
Holly Faye, how long have you owned the home?
20 years.
20, okay.
How do you spell the name of your company?
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready.
Apple, Michael, Sierra, Tango, Indigo, Lima, Lima, Amstel.
Okay.
Roofing.
Amstell?
Negative. Amstill.
Oh, ah. I don't go in for that Tango and all that. Just give me the word. Okay. I'll give you a call tomorrow, and I would like someone to give me an estimate over the weekend. Is that possible?
I have an opening for you this Saturday, anytime between 8:30 in the morning until 2:30 p.m. What time would you be available?
8:30 would be fine.
Okay, first on the list. Okay, sounds good. Well, we have a strict company policy there, Holly Faye, that we can only meet with the property owner. This is you, correct? You're the owner of the home?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The reason is because we need you to be home since you're the property owner because of the many manufacturers and colors to choose from. This is a major decision, and it is...
Okay, hey, put your brake on your mouth, man. Let's do it at 2:30.
Okay, last on the list. Okay. 2:30 it is. Okay, 2:30. This is this Saturday coming up, 2 days from now, which is the 27th. Okay.
Right.
September 27th at 2:30 in the afternoon. And this
right.
is over at 16003 Glenmar Drive in Houston, Texas. May I have the zip code, please?
77082.
Okay, so that's area, zip code 77082. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, let's do it. And now could you do me a favor for any reason and you need to postpone your appointment, Holly Faye? Please call area code 281.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
281.
Yes. 612.
612.
8747.
8747?
You've got it. That's area code 281-612-8747. We look forward to meeting you, Holly Faye, this upcoming Saturday, September 27th at 2:30 p.m. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you. And goodbye.
Okay. You need to tell them about this phone being potential fraud, suspected scam.
It's being documented. We'll go ahead and fix that, and we're looking forward to fixing and looking over to fixing as far as the problems that you've had as well, okay? Looking forward to that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're so very well.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Holly Faye. Bumbleclot. Okay. Damn it. Well, hey, yeah. See this jump right here.